would like to share some highlights of Rosh Hashanah with the entire Kehila, especially with those who were not able to come. Baruch Hashem, we were zeicha to have a beautiful tefillas in our new base medrash. Everybody who was not there felt you were missing. But even so, we davened together, everybody in their place. Maybe Mishuberachs for those who weren't there. And we felt that the tefillah as a kehillah was united, everybody from his place. Even within the shul, there were two different levels. There was the main shul and there was downstairs. And it was such a beautiful thing to see that even though the bigger crowd was in the main shul, were the ones that al pi hashkochas Hashem, or al pi their decision, decided to be mevater and daven downstairs. They made into such a beautiful, warm tefillah downstairs, with the realization that every situation that Hashem puts us into, this is the lachatchila, and this is what we can really make into a special, uplifting tefillah, kivus elikim. We didn't have a regular bali tefillah either. Shmuel Mandelbaum couldn't come at all, and Mikey lost his voice after about 48 straight hours preparing the base medrash together with other gabbayim, with Binyamin, with Shloima Kappas, with Yechmiel Solz, and some of the boys. I'm not going to mention all the names. It was unbelievable the amount of logistics involved, hundreds of hours, and especially in the last few days, and we're very thankful to all of them. All this brings Siyat HaShemayim when Hashem sees everybody, does what they can, and cares about each other, and makes the best of every situation. And with that, Baruch Hashem, all the Bali Tfilas, some of them for the first time, some have been Bali Tfilas more, especially Siyat HaShemayim, some of them told me they felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving some extra koichas. That's because that's what Hashem just wants us to show Him, that we're going to make the best of the situation. And He gives us the Yad HaShemayim, the Bali Tokeya, were amazing. Like we said, it wasn't as comfortable as we would want. We had to be separated in different sections, had to wear masks. There's electricity that we had wasn't enough, so it may not have been as cold as everybody wanted. And even more than that, we were zeichet, especially Nisoyan, of over an hour of power failure in the middle of Musaf the first day when it was boiling hot, and Baruch Hashem, not one person complained. Baruch Hashem, everybody remained focused on the fact that this is a special day and we're going to take advantage of it. We're not going to let anything distract us. And this was the general theme of the day in the shul and all around, that we're living in times that everything is very out of order and confusing, and there's a lot of pain. There's a lot of hardships that people are going through in every fashion, in physical things, whether it be in health issues, whether it be in panos issues, whether it be in being bidud, people have to be isolated. It's very hard. And the kamuvan, the ruchnistika things, not being able to daven together in shul and rejoice together, and to learn in the chadarim, the beis yakov, the yeshivas, kolim. We do what we can, and Baruch Hashem, we found a way to do the maximum we could. Would dream we could get hundreds of people together, and we'll do it in the right fashion, with being careful, with the distancing and with the masks. That's what Hashem wanted us to do, and Baruch Hashem, I think we created tremendous nachas ruach. And this is the message of the day, that Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of a new year, new life, and a new keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a pasuk that says, "Levovo yovin v'shov v'rof eloi." Hashem gave each one a heart. The tachlis of a heart is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with the heart has bina saliv. The bina means not to look at superficial things. Look deeper, what's going on. And that's what we're doing. Superficially, the world is a wreck. It's falling apart. And there's so much hardships. What is Hashem doing? The Vava Yovin, our hearts looking deeper into this picture. Hashem had no need to create us, and the only reason why He created us was because He wanted to do Chesed V'Rachmim and to us, Klal Yisrael specifically, Ava Rava, tremendous love. He took us out of Mitzrayim, he gave us the Torah, brought us into Eretz Yisrael, sustained us throughout all the tzaras of the Golas, and he's waiting to make that final revelation which we've been davening for. And that's what we reinforced on Rosh Hashanah. Doesn't make difference where I am, if I'm in shul on the top of me, in the bottom shul, if I'm at home, if I'm sick with fever, whatever I am, wherever I am. We showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we got the message. All this is not because you want us to have discomfort. All this is because you want us to come to the conclusion. We only need you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything else is not important. And we focus on that. We dive into Hashem. Vishov, the Binas HaLev, the deeper understanding of what's going on in the world and the purpose of the world and our relation with Hashem causes Adarava from this situation to come closer to Hashem. And now we're continuing that Vishov with Aser Yimei Tshuva. Mitzvah Hashem will make these the most special Aser Yimei Tshuva of our lives. Mitzvah Hashem later we'll talk more about it, practical ideas. But that's the idea. Continue that Shov. I really see that all these things in the world are not important. All the things that I gave too much value to beforehand are not important. The only thing important is be with Hashem. And if we'll be with Hashem, Vishov, we will return to Him. V'rofaloi. He'll bring us a refuah, he'll bring the entire world a refuah, not only a refuah from this corona, but a refuah from all the spiritual machalas, all the emotional machalas that the world is going through right now. And we'll be zeicha soon to like what we said in Rosh Hashanah, the yeda kol pa'ul ke'ato pe'alta v'yovin kol yitzor ke'ato yitzalta v'yoyma kol Hashem Hashem be'apo Hashem elike Yisrael melech. The whole world will see that there's a special relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we for sure will feel it, and we'll rejoice together with all the tzaddikim, and we'll be zeichem Yitzhak Hashem, like we said, take advantage of these special days that we're going through now. It's a time of tshuva, the time of tefillah, Tirush Hashem b'motzoi. Hashem is waiting for us to bring us closer to Him, daven to Him, and He will bring us a Yeshua in every aspect of our lives, for us and for all Klal Yisrael.